Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, visitor, good to see you. What's your name? What's your name? Huh? Sharita. Who invited her? Who invited you or you? Regan. Okay, you're very welcome. Hallelujah. This is LAT. We are God's people. Glory be to God. We are a church of God. God is our Father, and we do our best to please Him. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, I was supposed to watch a game last night, but it was late. I didn't watch it. Who won? Glory, who won? Esther, who won? Sam, who won? Mark, who won? England won, eh? 6-4. Penalties, what? Eh? They all use second 11s, what? Okay. But it was a useless game. Okay? Yeah. For me, my World Cup ended when England was beaten. That's when I got my trophy. Hallelujah. When England was beaten, I had my what? A trophy. So the rest now is for enjoying just. For me, I'm already what? Enjoying. We won. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, we won by England being beaten. England not taking the cup. Hallelujah. God is good. The last time I stood here, we talked about God's love for us. You remember? Hallelujah. We talked about God's love for us. Amen. Yes, God's love for us. And that's when I also, during that time when we were talking about God's love, that's when I had the dream when I was with Kakwano, a friend. I believe that's one of the ways God revealed His love for me. Because remember, we're supposed to pray that God reveals His love, the love that He has towards us, isn't it? So from the testimonies I had during that time, He revealed that to different people in different ways. For some of them, it was through provision, okay? Yeah, but for me, it was that dream. When He showed me that way, yeah, that he's a kakwano to me. He's a friend to me. Hallelujah. That is when also, and in that same dream, yeah, He also told us that that He won't leave us, okay? He won't abandon us, like as a church, until He does that which He promised. Did you read that, Alana? No? Yeah, she used to be on the mailing list, isn't it? But when you went to whatever, you stopped to. Yeah, but they still come. But anyway, that didn't come for like half a year. Yeah, but they resumed. So who remembers that dream? When God said that He won't leave us, okay, until He accomplishes that which He promised us. Did your mom get to know about it? No? Yeah, you should tell her. Or was she in the service when I... Okay, eh? When I narrated that dream of going to Toro. Were you here? Okay, when I went to Toro, then God said that we shall come back. Aha. Hallelujah. So we shall come back to resume... or to commence the phase that will take us to becoming the largest church. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that dream was powerful. It was a short dream, but loaded. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but what I wanted to say is that, we're talking about God's love for us, okay? And that, and I told you from Ephesians chapter 3, from verse like 14, but we shall read from verse 18, where Paul was praying for the Ephesians that they may comprehend, okay? That they may comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Glory be to God. Amen. So we encourage ourselves to pray like Paul prayed for the Ephesians, that they may understand, they may get to comprehend how much God loves them, how much Jesus loves them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we prayed, like I said, and God began to reveal to people how much he loves them. And he did that in what? Different ways. Hallelujah. For me, I repeat, because it blessed me so much, he revealed himself to me as my friend. Glory be to God. As who? My friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I had never heard that from God when he refers to himself as what? Moses' friend. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And by the way, just because you haven't had a dream to that effect does not mean that you might not be God's friend yet. Hallelujah. I believe many of you got there a long time ago. For some of us, it has been a long process to get to that level. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, by the way, yes, like yeah, that dream, you remember, it involved when I began to study Rutoro. Then he says that, yeah, he embarked on that journey. He embarked with me on that journey, isn't it? Hallelujah. So he showed me that he was with me when I began that. When some of you are thinking that I'm on kind of things. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, then he says that he's with me. He not only began that journey with me, but he's with me. And he's with me as a friend. Glory be to God. And in that dream, it was also shown to me that he actually wants me to what? To learn the language. There's spiritual backup. You remember, in that dream, there was a reverend, okay, who was praying for us every morning, okay, in that class in Toro. Hallelujah. Alana, you should read that dream, or your mother should what? We'll narrate it to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, it was a powerful dream, okay? Yeah, which reminded me that sometime last year and this year, I would be so engrossed in learning the language, like especially using the Bible. And at times I would, like a thought would cross my mind and be like, but are you what? You're serious? You're not seeking God. If you come back at you, what? Tobili konyo, okay? You're just on Rutoro, okay? Those thoughts would cross my mind and I'd be like, but wait a minute, it could be true that I no longer what? Like I'm no longer hungry for God, you know, eh? Now, unknown to Christine, it was around that time in which a gentleman who was actually Jesus, okay, and you saw a gentleman who was with Jesus, and when I saw him, I also saw him, I told him that I'm hungry, like I'm very what? Okay, so it was during that time that I was doubting my hunger for God, and she gets a dream. Okay, when I was like the most hungry person for Jesus. Glory be. Do you remember it? Who remembers that dream? Well, it was shared in the prayer meeting. Those of you who don't come for prayer, and in fact, that was Elizabeth's friend also. Elizabeth of Grace Joy's friend. Elizabeth's friend, who also wasn't sure, isn't it, whether her love for God was, you know, she was there. And both of us featured in that dream. Christine doesn't know that at that time, I was like, but this brutal thing, man, maybe Usichar is very serious with what? With Jesus. And Jesus, in her dream, okay, in fact, the way you narrated it, it was like I was the most hungry person for him. Glory be to God. Isn't it? I'm not saying my own things. It was your dream. Okay? Yes, during that time, I was putting question marks on what? My hunger for God. Okay? Then, in fact, the gentleman, because he had a mask on, remember, that was a time when I taught about Jesus appearing in different forms, and he would want us to recognize him when he does. You remember? Like when the apostles, after the resurrection of Jesus, they're on the road to Emmaus, okay? We're talking about the resurrection. Then a gentleman joins them. I was like, "Mogira kubichi?" Then they say, "Haven't you heard? You know, this Jesus died, he resurrected, you know?" And they didn't know that they were speaking with the person who had resurrected. Because the Bible says he appeared in another form. It was until much later that he revealed himself. That, by the way, you've been talking with Jesus. Glory be to God. So even in that dream, he appeared in a different form and he had a mask on, isn't it? He was wearing a mask. So when I stood up and I said, "I'm hungry," okay, he said that, "Thank you for recognizing me," isn't it? Did he say that? Yes, he said that. "Thank you for recognizing me." And we had been talking about recognizing Jesus when he appears in a what? A different form. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that dream, man, encouraged me during that time, okay? This is a few months ago. And I was like, "Okay, let me continue." Glory be to God with my things. And now on 16th June, a month ago, okay, he reveals himself as my friend with whom we started learning Rutoro, and he's still with me and he wants me to succeed in learning the language. Glory be to God. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. Hey, whether you want it, you believe it or not, according to heaven, I am hungry for God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he referred to him as he referred to himself as a friend. Kakwan. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, as we talk about God revealing or letting us know how much he loves us, okay? Yes, I believe he told me to talk about this, about the unique love he has towards cheerful givers. Glory be to God. As we see in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Okay? 2 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 says that, "So let each one give as he purposes in his heart, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver." Okay? Remember, we're talking about knowing how much God loves us, isn't it? Hallelujah. Now, today he wants to remind us that in a unique way, in a very special way, okay, he loves cheerful givers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. In the Amplified version of the Bible, it says that God loves, he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we're talking about knowing how much God loves us. Okay? And in that regard, he also wants us to know how dear to him, how in a special way, in a unique way, he really loves, okay, cheerful givers. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I believe by doing this, he wants to encourage us not to stop being cheerful givers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I one time had a dream where I grasped to a little degree the love God has, like his heart towards cheerful givers. Okay? That was, it's over 20 years ago. Glory be to God. It's over 20 years ago in internship. Okay? Then I had a dream. And in this dream, I've shared all this with you before, so nothing new is coming, okay? I've shared with you all my dreams. Glory be to God. I think from when I began, to dream dreams from heaven. So in this dream, there was a party at State House, okay? And if I remember right, it was at Nakasero, okay? The State Lodge. And there was a party there, and I was in attendance, okay? And so they were serving cake. And there was a little girl who was supposed to go to the high table or to where they had cut the cake from. Then they put cake on her tray, okay? And she was supposed to bring it to us, the guests, okay? So that we can pick. Basically, she was supposed to serve us. Hallelujah. So this little girl, she was so little, okay? Maybe younger than Hannah, okay? Maybe younger than even Tangaza, very young, all right? So this girl, little girl, would get cake, then she would walk towards the guests, okay? But before she would get to the guests, other little children would come and would run up to her and they would grab all the cake, all right? And this little girl would just look at them smiling. Yeah, she would just look at them smiling like she wouldn't fight, fight or cry. She would just smile at little children her same age, okay? And she was unbothered, you know? So when they would grab all the cake from her, she would go back, get more cake, and then the cycle would resume. Okay, before she gets to the guests, other children would come running, grab all the cake, okay? And again, she would just smile at them. Okay, now in the dream, that little girl touched my heart because I was like, wow, this girl is so special. Instead of fighting for cake also and crying, she was just smiling like unbothered. Okay? Everything would be taken away from her. Okay? Then I was like, wow, what a special child. Glory be to God. Now, the party ends and we are walking back to where we had come from. Okay? And then the guardian of that little girl, okay, the lady who had come with her, okay, began to spank her on the way back home. Okay, spanked her. Why? She was saying that you are not serious. Why? How could you let the little children take all the cake and you didn't get for yourself? Okay, you should have kept some for yourself. But you let children take all of it. Okay? Then I told the guardian that, no, don't spank. This child is so special. How she behaved, how she acted, okay, was beyond her age. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, when I woke up, God gave me the interpretation of the dream. He told me that that girl, what she was doing was giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And she was giving everything she had. Hallelujah. And she was giving it with joy. Hallelujah. She was giving it with joy. She wasn't keeping anything for herself. Okay? But now God wasn't saying that never keep anything for yourself, all right? Okay? God was trying to make a point. Someone who giving and remains with almost nothing. What they remain with is so small, is nothing as compared to what they gave away. Okay? Then he says that, then God says that the way you felt towards her, okay, is the same way. Okay, now this is not blowing for myself. Remember, it is in the past, it is not now. Okay, so he says that the way you felt towards that girl, the love you felt towards her, okay, is the same way that I feel towards you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Is because God had taken note of my what? Giving. Okay? Remember, we were just doing internship. When I was in, what's the place? University. I practically had nothing. I used to give away the little I had. When I began to work, like internship, the government was paying us. My first place to work was in Hoima, okay? And I was giving away practically everything. You can ask a friend of mine called Dr. Richard because we're with him there, okay? So it was during that time that I get that dream. And God is like, the way the love you felt towards that little girl is how I feel towards, eh? Is how I feel about, correct English? Towards you. Glory be to God. And specifically for the reason of what? Giving. And not just giving, giving cheerfully. Okay? And giving to the extent that you remain with like nothing, but you give it away with joy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So that was the time when I got a glimpse of what this scripture means. When it says that God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oria, you're getting it? God loves. He takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his what? Is in his giving. Now, many of you, or should I say some of you, are in this category. Glory be to God. This is how God feels towards, yeah? This is the unique relationship or love that God has towards you because of your cheerful giving. Glory be to God. And when you are in this state, okay, there are moments in life when God will reveal that special love for you. Glory be to God. Sometimes it is instantly. After you've done some big time, joy, cheerful giving. Okay? Like on the day you do it, okay, he reveals the love, you know, eh? He lets you know that, wow, I love you so much because of what you have done. Sometimes It can take some time. Okay? He acts like he's not seeing. He acts like what you did wasn't recognized. Okay? But there comes a day when now he comes to you and lets you know that everything that you've been doing, all the cheerful giving you've been doing, I've been recognizing it. And now I want to show you, okay, how much I love you for that. Okay, then he does something as like a reward or a blessing, okay, for all that you've been doing. Glory be to God. For example, so there's that day of remembrance, okay? That day of remembrance, okay? If God doesn't tell you that, that he loves you this much because of your giving, there will be a day when he'll do it, okay? Which I want to call a day of what? Oh, remembrance. And for some of you, that day of remembrance is around the corner. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The day of what? Remembrance. When God will come to you, okay, and tells you that I've been seeing what you've been doing. Even when it has cost you a lot, naturally. Hallelujah. It has cost you a lot. Okay? For example, you're a wife like Christine. Okay? You're giving away, in quotes, all the family money. Hallelujah. It causes issues with your husband, your 50-year-old husband. Glory be to God. Yeah, you know, and it messes up to a degree your relationship. Because okay? But there are those moments when God will come to you, says you've been doing the right thing. Then he will, you understand, he will express that love for you in a special way. Glory be to God. In Acts chapter 10, from verse 1, the Bible says that there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man, and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously. Glory be to God. Generously. Now this means that he was a cheerful giver. Okay? So he gave alms generously to the poor and prayed to God always. But I'll tell you, okay, which you can also find in this chapter, he wasn't born again. Like, he didn't know about Jesus. He wasn't a Jew. You understand? But somehow he loved God, you know. He used to pray. He used to give. Okay? Now it says in verse 3 that about the 9th hour of the day, Samuenda, not 9 a.m., 9th hour of the day, there's a generation which doesn't know this, what? Accounting of time. So about the 9th hour of the day, 3 p.m., he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God coming in and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your alms, your giving, have come up for a memorial before God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your prayers and your giving, they have come up for what? A memorial before God. Glory be to God. There's a version of the Bible, I think it is a Message Bible, which says that your prayers and neighborly acts have brought you to God's attention. Glory be to God. As in the day, anyway. Another version says that your prayers and giving have been remembered by God. The day of remembrance has come. Then the angel gives him instructions. tells him that now, because of that, okay, go, okay, call or send for Apostle Peter, who will tell you what to do. So Apostle Peter was sent for. He came. To cut a long story short, Cornelius heard the gospel, the good news of Jesus. Okay? And that's when he got born again. Glory be to God. But what? So getting born again is the most important thing in life, isn't it? The gift of salvation. Now this man gets the gift of salvation as a consequence of his cheerful giving and prayers, of course. Glory be to God. So God, see, a day comes when God is like, I have to get this guy to hear about the greatest gift. Okay? Hallelujah. The gift of salvation. Hallelujah. So he gets a vision and says, send for Peter. And Peter came and told him about Jesus. And he got saved and his entire household. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Prior to that, he had been giving, but God didn't seem to be noticing him. But was keeping record. Keeping what? Until the day of remembrance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have another. Anyway, that is why, as the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, that do not forget to do good and to share. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Hallelujah. And if he is well pleased with such sacrifices, that means that a day will come when he will recognize you, when he will remember you, when he will do something special for you to express his love for you because of your cheerful giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Matthew, are you paying attention? Hallelujah. Do not forget to do good and to share. For with such giving, for with such sacrifices. Giving is a sacrifice. Hallelujah. It is a sacrifice that pleases God. Glory be to God. And if you want to be recognized in heaven as a cheerful giver, who God loves, you have this giving thing, we should be like your occupation. You just don't give today, then next month, then December. It just becomes, you know, it's like how you go to do your job, Teddy. You wake up at, I don't know what time, 5. You have to appear at work, isn't it? So a cheerful giver is one, giving is like your job. Glory be to God. Like you can't live without giving. When you don't have something to give, it's like you don't have oxygen. Hallelujah. Life becomes dull. Life becomes stale. Glory be to God. Because you're not getting that joy that you receive when you give. The Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. They don't remember. Like I said, sometimes you give today and God reveals himself to you that he has recognized that and he blesses you that same day. Some other time, for most of us, you give, God is like he's blind. Hallelujah. Like, no, nothing, no commendation. But a day will come, if you stay at it, a day will come when what happened to Cornelius will happen to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have an example of someone who, you remember, giving is like a sacrifice, isn't it? We have an example that is common in LA here. we talk about this example a lot, or we read that passage a lot. Okay? This person offered to God a sacrifice today. Okay? And that same hour, God was like, I have recognized, you understand? And then God blessed him that same day. Okay? That is a gentleman called Abraham. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 22, from verse 1, the Bible says that now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Then God said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I shall do what? I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey. Is it donkey or donkey? Donkey. Namanya, donkey, donkey. Donkey. Uh-huh. So he got on his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son. Okay? Now, in verse 9, it says that, then they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built an altar there, okay, and placed the wood in order. Okuhingika. Huh? Glory be to God. Do you know okuhingika? Nalongo. Does your daughter know okuhingikenku? Does she know? She doesn't know it. She was born in Kampala. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okuhingikenku, like to arrange the what? The fowl. Amen. Mwanga says that those are hard words. But those are the words in the Bible. For me, I find them in the Bible. Runyoro rutoro what? Okuhingike. In fact, even when you put a food in the saucepan, like you're going to cook, even that one is called okuhingike vyokulia. Glory be to God. You had better learn these words, you man. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some, these are not hard words. These are words which are used in Fort Port every day. But you're like, but you, this one, she's always on my case that I'm using difficult words. They're not difficult words. Hallelujah. But if you want to learn a language, okay, like in Uganda here, if you want to learn a language, don't learn it from chaps who are born in Kampala. They will what? They'll make you be so shallow, man. When you go to Villa, man, you'll get stuck. Glory be to God. So, okay, so he arranged the what? The firewood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, tochi kola, tochi geza. Isn't it? Okay? Then the angel of the Lord, who was Jesus, said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God. That fear you can as well translate it as love. You understand? This guy gave his best. Do you know what it means, especially in that day and age? Okay? For someone to lose his only son. Okay? Glory be to God. Omugwetwa. Okay? Nalongo, isn't it? Omugwetwa. Did you know that one? Did you know that one? Omugwetwa, eh? Eh? Don't say that I'm showing off. You answer the question. Do you know the one? That is a basic question. Omugwetwa. Hmm? Hallelujah. An heir. Okay? Your father, nakugweta. Iwe, no gwetwa. What you think it is? Okay? These are simple words, but now this Matoro says that difficult. How can an heir be a difficult, a big word? Glory be to God. And so, do you understand what it meant for a man back in the day? Like even now, to a degree, for him to lose his one and only son, the heir. That is why, man, I feel sorry for Sudhir. Sudhir, man, this, I think that was a son in whom he had Like all his future was in that boy. Glory be to God. So losing him, man, is not a simple. Now, this one, Abraham was willingly taking out his son from his life. And he's doing it consciously, willingly. Glory be to God. And so you can see now, that is equivalent to what? Cheerful giving. A sacrifice. Well-pleasing to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God says that now I know that you fear me. Oh, now I know that you love me. Since you have not withheld your son, and not just your son, your only son from me. Okay? Then immediately God showed him the great love he felt towards him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And that is in the next verse that I gave you, which is verse what? Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn. So he's making an oath. Glory be to God. We've been here before, isn't it? He said, I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, and not just your son, but your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Special love he expressed, okay, to Abraham because of the act of cheerful giving that he did. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And by the way, cheerful giving will always cost you. Cheerful giving will do what? It will always cost you. Glory be to God. It will always cost you. There are those moments in life when God will ask for something big from you. Hallelujah. There are times when you have 100,000, okay? Then God says, give away 5,000. Give away 10, and you know, eh? But there will be that particular day. You have 100,000, and God will be like, we'll give away 99,000. Glory be to God. And the fare back to your home is 2,000. So when you give away 99,000, you're left with 1,000. How are you getting home? You understand? I'm just trying to make a point that cheerful giving always costs. It always costs you. Glory be to God. It cost Abraham. It cost what? Abraham. Okay? Taking out his son. Omugwetwa. Glory be to God. Okay? You can ask Professor Uchaa Manuel. Those are basic words. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But now see what Abraham got in return. He got an oath. An oath. God's telling him that now with this issue, it cannot be undone. Nothing, no right, no wrong can deal away with this promise. By all means, it has to come to pass. The promise of blessing, I'll bless you, and multiplying, I will do what? Multiply you. Glory be to God. Remember, God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. And when you're a cheerful giver, a time comes when God comes out from his hiding place, okay, and recognizes you and blesses you with something so great. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. There have been those moments in my life when God, what? Came and recognized me and said, I'm blessing you with this. Glory be to God. Like the way my daughters were born. You understand? Because I got into this giving thing in 1999. Around there, 98, 99. Okay. These kids come more than 10 years later. And all that time, God has been watching. Of course, there are those moments, like how I got my scholarship to go to Berkeley to do a master's. That was also God, what? UCA. So, you know, there are those moments when God is like, now the day of remembrance has done what? Has come. And like I said, for some of you, that day is just around the corner. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It is coming. It is what? It is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. Talking about Solomon. The Bible says that, and Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David. Okay. Then verse 4. He says that now the king, Solomon, went to Gibeon to sacrifice there. For that was a great high place. Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. Big time giving. Cheerful giving. Okay? Alana, do you know what happened next? For him, he didn't have to wait for a day of remembrance. Aho naho, that same day. Glory be to God. The Lord appears to him in a dream that night. And he tells him that, ask what I shall give you. That is verse 5. Okay? So he's telling him, ask, blank check. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But remember, it is as a consequence of what he had done during the day. God is like, ask whatever. Hallelujah. Man, I would want to get that blank check. Glory be to God. God tells me, Moses, ask. Ask whatever. Okay? And by the way, when God comes with that offer, he somehow knows that you're not going to ask for evil. Not, by the way, not anyone can get that offer. You understand? Mukama, I know kuba kati ngamani bukati oli what? Eh. Hallelujah. Right now, there are three things on my list which to me, for me, if God just does them, okay, I can live up to 50, 80, and I'll be comfortable. You know, eh? Like I told you last Sunday or the other Sunday or prayer meeting it was, that even recently, my wife commended me and said that, you know, like you're not a high maintenance person. Like to me anything, you know, eh? Glory be to God. I can cut my hair from any salon. Well, not any, because I think about like infections, you understand, eh? But like I told some chaps recently, they have a salon. You know, I have many, by the way. It's like in every place, number one salon. I just sit down like, today, can end it, you know, eh? So I have those salons of 20K, 15K. I have even those of 5K. Neither those who are saved, but Pastor, you what? Okay? First of all, unknown to some of you, I don't have a lot of money. Glory be to God. See, that's the thing, by the way, what? Huninji. But like I was telling someone, who was I telling? Anyway, the someone I was writing to some time ago. And I was saying, yeah, but the little I have, I share. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So anyway, for me, you know, sometimes you have the 15,000 to go to a salon X. But then you're like, now if I go there, and I would want to tip, you know, the who? The cutter? No. The barber. But the barber also cuts, isn't it? So you can as well call them a cutter. A cut of hair. Yeah, you see, so I'm like, no, now, you know, I'm like, no. Let me go to the one of what? Of 10K? So they chop my hair for 15K? Not 10,000? We remain with 5 and I give it. You understand? So, yeah, anyway, yeah, I'm telling you, that thing which my wife we said about me, like, it's so, it touched my heart. I was like, actually, this is true. Okay, so you can as well translate it as your, not really cheap, but close to that. And there's nothing wrong with that. Glory be to God. Especially if for you, you want to remain with something to give. Do you understand? And God better recognizes that. You understand? Well, you're not just spending every, God gives you 50K, and like for you, Buribo, any 50K is yours, any 100K, like around to, God's people are not in your program. You're just spending everything on you. Okay? Hallelujah. But where was I going with this? Where was I? Yes, now for me, right now, okay? I won't say like my wife said, I'm very what? Very basic. I'm very, like I don't have those things of going for a holiday where those things don't, whatever, in my mind. Glory be to God. Now, right now, when I think about going for a holiday, if you came to me, Mark Namanya, and you're like, Pastor, I want to pay for you holiday where? Do you know what I'll tell you? I'll tell you all I need is, in fact, I was telling Sam the other day that if an opportunity comes, I'd want to go to Toro, like for a week. Okay? And I did my budget in my mind, and I gave him the figure, and I'm like, if I have that money, I can just get into a car, drive to Fort Portal for a week, be there, learning Toro, cook ground. You understand? Like, okay? But now for you, if you want to get on a plane, go for all this time, it's okay. It's a what? We are wired differently. We're not supposed to be the same. You understand? Okay, yeah, and so for me, on my list, one of them is, I was telling Sam the other day that, for example, like I was telling him that if I got like 500M right now, budget, you know, right now, I told him that very quickly, I'll go and build a simple house in Fort Portal. A simple house, like a nice bungalow, you know, eh? What was the other thing? Anyway, isn't it silly being too silly big dreamer? I don't know whether that's bad or good, but I'm not what? I don't have lofty. Hallelujah. Now, if I finish to build that house and another 500 mark comes, glory be to God. Most of you will like me. You, because from Jakuwa to the and the tree somewhere, then I think about you. Then I'll be like, hey, can we meet at the chef? Guy, you don't know what is what? Church, yeah. Glory be to God. But they have envisioned, and you see the thing faced the Tugendo Kwingram as a church when we come back from Toro. But money, LAT is going to have money, because of course the numbers are going to be there, isn't it? And with the numbers, it comes with money. There are some of you nabawandi kadaku listi yang. Nyenda kuba wako kusente za kanisa. Hallelujah. Okay. Now you might think I'm talking about like people who serve here. Yes, some of them are there, but some of them are not what? They are congregation. But you're my buddies. Hallelujah. As a center, we're going to eat it together. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. There's another thing which Bruce dreamt some time ago. Okay? You understand? But for me, brother, I'm very what? That's why I can do one shoe for entire hour. Yeah, and I'm kawama. Mwe abalavi, umwe abachifako, But it's not torn. It's okay. Katichichi. Glory be to God. I have a new phone at home in my, it's called what? Drawer. Eh? Bedside, what? Eh? Okay. I checked. There's someone who gave it to me. And I checked on the net, and I think it costs like 1M or something like that. Okay? It's there. Pak bulungi. Okay? Hallelujah. Much better than this. A cracked screen. You understand? It is there. I'm just thinking of what? Who to give it to. It's there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Kawa with this. The some of you are going to Pastor at Swaza. How can you have a cracked phone like that? Number one, like I told you, see now, okay. Number two, for me, it's there. It has been there now for, I don't know, like 2 or 3 months. Glory be to God. But it's days in my bedroom are numbered. Glory be to God. Each and every day that passes, the days get what? Numbered. Hallelujah. And so, man, ask. The guy gave, man, and God gave him a blank check. Ask whatever. And of course, you know what he asked, isn't it? He asked for wisdom. And God was like, okay, I'm giving you wisdom. And not only wisdom. Riches and honor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Riches and honor. So there shall never, no one like you. Glory be to God. But that was a consequence. It was a result of the offering he had made. Hallelujah. Alan, if you just learn and do this thing with Charlie Muto, you won't regret in years to come. Hallelujah. The earlier these young kids, Banova Carl and group, the earlier they get into, they get a revelation of generosity, the better. Hallelujah. Yeah? But Edson, Regan, the earlier you get this thing, the better for you, man. You're securing a future, a great future for yourself. A great future for yourself, for your children, for those who will be around you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There was another woman who used to give cheerfully. Okay? But for her, she waited for a long time for the day of remembrance to come. But it came. This woman is found in 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 8. It says that now it happened one day that Elisha the prophet went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman. Most probably that means that she was well-to-do. And she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. Please let us make a small upper room on the wall. And let us put a bed for him there. And a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it will be whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. Now it happened one day that Elijah came there and he turned into the upper room and laid down there. So you can see this couple used to host the prophet, isn't it? Used to treat him well. Okay? So then one day, Elisha said to Gehazi, his servant, that call this woman. When he had called her, she stood before him. Then Elisha said to Gehazi, that said now to her, look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you? So now, please understand that Elisha is expressing the heart of God towards the woman, isn't it? Then she says, do you want me to speak on your behalf to Museveni or to the CDF? She answered, I dwell among my own what? Low maintenance. Like I'm kawa. Okay? So Elisha said, what then is to be done for her? Behind her, she's comfortable, but glory be to God. Sometimes God is like that in heaven. He's a glory umuwade wichimu. Muwade umusajia, muwade dobozi, muwade avana, muwade nkoko. Na yeni no kumonge la yochi. Akalala. Okay? So Elisha said, what can be done for her? And Gehaz answered and said, actually, she has no son. And her husband is old. So Elisha was like, aha, that's it. So he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. To cut a long story short, that came to pass. She got a son. Glory be to God. In their old age. Hallelujah. But Mark, remember, it's a consequence of their generosity. Glory be to God. She got a son. Oyomwana yali tagenda kujja just like that. In fact, chapter bali bakozechi yali like someone said that ebikolebwa babizizayo ku district. You've heard of that expression? Babi zizayo kuchi kugombolola. Like chapter Bajigade. Glory be to God. Hale, nemu kama na akulachi, na wikomi yao. Glory be to God. They had a son. Then you know the story. Now one day, Mark, that son died. Son, umirako child died. Read on, okay? Died. Hallelujah. But Elijah raised a child from death and he lived again. Glory be to God. Do you see, because Elijah was like, man, this woman has been so good to me. The child dies one day and was resurrected. Glory be to God. This is how powerful giving is. This is why God says he loves a cheerful giver. He loves, he cannot abandon, he cannot do without a joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There was another woman in Acts chapter 9 from verse 36. This lady, this woman was called Tabitha, translated as Dorcas. She was full of what? Good works. She was full of what? Good works and charitable deeds, which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and did what? Died. Hallelujah. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room. And all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and the garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. She opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What gets her from death? Hallelujah. The charitable, the things, you know. And now for her, her day of remembrance who comes after she has died. Did you notice that? Day of remembrance, yes, Zengachi. Glory be to God. I found that interesting, man. Okay? Day of remembrance came after she has died. And she's come back to life. Her giving, okay, brings her back to life. Glory be to God. Her giving does what? brings that back to life. Like it brought back the life of a child whose mother was a giver. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I said, some of you, your day of remembrance, when God will recognize the giving that you've been doing, the cheerful giving that you've been involved in for quite some time, that day is around the corner. Glory be to God. It is coming, it is coming, it is coming. Glory be to God. In what form it will come, with what God will come with, okay, I don't know. But I can assure you it is what? It is coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will recognize you. God will remember you. God will come with a blessing in his hand for all that you have done for his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'll end with this other woman in Mark chapter 14 from verse 3. She's called Mary. Okay? So Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper. As he sat at the table, a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard. Then she broke the flask and poured it on his head. But there were some who were indignant among themselves, saying, why was this fragrant oil wasted? For it might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. Understand that this was equivalent to a year's wages. Omusala gw'omwaka gwonna. Okay? Mafuta gwonna n'agayiwa ku ki? Omusajja wa Mukama. On Jesus. So she was criticized sharply. Sharply. Ngakali akana. Akawala. Kabebi. How the kabebi was beaten for giving away everything. Now this one has given away omusala gw'omwaka gwonna. Hallelujah. She was criticized what? Sharply. These are the things, man. If you want to be a cheerful giver, just know some of the price you're going to pay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your friends will what? Criticize you. Sometimes, you know, in the open. Sometimes in what? Secret. They'll talk behind your back. Your family will criticize you. You understand? You think you're giving so the whole world who hears about you should like you. You're in for a shocker. You're in for a what? A shocker. Okay? Some will even say that welaga. Welaga, weitachi. Glory be. You understand? But just stick on what you have believed. So this woman was criticized sharply. Okay? But Jesus said, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body for burial. Jesus was going to die soon. Then Jesus said, now here we are, verse 9. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Glory be to God. What a CV. You do something for the Lord. You give. And God is like, now, one of the blessings I'm going to give you is that I'm going to cause many people to hear about it. They will talk about you for years. Hallelujah. They will write about you. Glory be to God. And the generations that come will read about you because of what has been written about you. Hallelujah. Enakuzno tu recordinga bu audio. So your testimony will be recorded. Glory be to God. And you know, it will become viral. And because it is recorded, it is stored. Generations to come will hear that testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They will even be asking, so who are his children? Who are her children? The other one, the other, those are her children. Those are his children. And then who are the grandchildren? You understand? Because of what you did, people are talking about your family. But when they talk about your family, your grandchildren, they're actually talking about you. Glory be to God. They are honoring you. For what, this is what, you know, so every time you read the Bible, okay, you must read about this woman. Hallelujah. You must read about this Mary because of what she did. Glory be to God. So this is in eternity, it is because of what she did towards Tiwaru Chamani, Uchiakola. But heaven, which knows the significance of that act, okay, heaven is like, Chiakola Chinene. Bwemuli jamuguru, njakubabu ulira mystery ya anointing Jesus with that oil. Glory be to God. In case Brian hasn't yet gotten it. Hallelujah. Okay? So there are those things that you do, which to you they are not a big deal. To the person you have done it to, it could be a big deal or not. Those who have seen, but heaven is like, because you see, that giving was very unnecessary in the spiritual world. You understand? It was like a key to something which God has. But God was like, who can do this? And then you happen to be the one to do it. And heaven is like, you understand? Those are the things one day God appears to you and says, do you remember what you did? Gwenga te, the child registering and I could register ringa. But God is a wakola. You understand? Te wakola chali chika. Hallelujah. Which reminds me, there was anniversary here years ago. Then I preached about loving Jesus. Okay? Then I said loving Jesus is actually like the greatest wisdom you can ever have. Okay? And that day, there were so many visitors, like in the congregation, you know, those anniversaries, when you people have invited so many people. So as I preached here, I struggled. Today, you know, we're going to be into, like you struggle to communicate with visitors, like, for Jare, you're just trying to be deep. You understand? I remember I struggled. That thing, like loving Jesus, okay? It's the greatest wisdom. Okay? So the anniversary ended. Netuimba, it was great. We went home. Now, I think it was 1 year later. And some month later, I'll have to check. Okay? I get this dream. Okay? In this dream, I am with Johannes, okay? Okay, then we see an obby of mine from primary, okay? He's called Andrew Kezala, okay? I saw him, okay? And in the dream, the guy had a lot of gray hair, okay? I last saw him, I finished P7 in 89. The next time I saw Kezala was someone in Kiwatule, like in 2014, around that. So that like 25 years later, I saw him again. After that, I've never seen him. But now I see him in a dream. And in the dream, Andrew Kezala has a lot of gray hair. Okay? Then Joanne says that, you see, Andrew? I said, uh-huh. Then he says that gray hair on his head is the wisdom with which you spoke at the anniversary. Glory be to God. Okay? He said that is the wisdom with which you spoke. Many months had passed. You understand? I even didn't want to remember how I had struggled to say that thing. You understand? After the anniversary, I didn't have a dream when God is saying, wow. You understand? Nothing. It was a month later that God is like, man, that gray hair, okay? That is the wisdom with which you ministered at the anniversary. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, with that dream, why Kezara? I got to understand that God was also trying to tell me that in your school, in P7, Kezara was the best. You understand? So that's why he brings him out the picture of greatest wisdom. Hallelujah. So anyway, what I was trying to say is that sometimes there's that giving you do, and it will seem insignificant. Like, even God wants whatever will prompt take a warmth in your heart. Then you get a joy. Nothing. You understand? The person, maybe let's say it is you've given someone 50K. The person even wants to give you a big testimony. Hey, Esther, but they need a 50K rating. Nothing. They will receive it like they are already okay. Kanoka, just extra. Like, no big deal. But you see, someone once said, there's a saying I read once, that your best move is God's secret. Hallelujah. Your best move is God's what? Secret. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And God, who knows the great thing that you did, will one day recognize it. A day of remembrance will come, and you'll be blessed for that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That is why, I'm ending. That is why the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, that do not grow weary of doing what? Good. For in due season, you will reap if you don't lose heart. There will be a day of remembrance. Okay, your season will come and God will bless you. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.